Good morning. A lot of the precipitation pivoted to our north and east overnight, although we still have plenty of rain showers and wet snow in the Adirondacks, most of Vermont, and the Champlain Valley, although this would start to become more scattered in nature as we go through the morning. The rest of the region is just cloudy and chilly with a few scattered passing showers and temperatures in most places in the upper 30s and lower 40s to start the day. With the upper level portion of this storm overhead today, it'll be a cloudy and chilly day with occasional scattered rain showers passing through from time to time. It'll remain cool with high temperatures only in the upper 40s and lower 50s on average. This system will pivot out of the region tonight, still with a few scattered showers and lows back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. This will leave us with drier weather on Wednesday and an opportunity for a bit more sunshine, especially for the first part of the day. Then skies will cloud over in the afternoon with just a slight risk of a shower later on in the day with highs in the lower 60s. That disturbance will slide on by Wednesday night with just a leftover shower possible on Thursday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower to mid 60s. Right now, it looks like Friday will stay dry, although we'll keep track of some energy diving in out of southern Canada, and highs in the upper 60s with a mix of sun and clouds. In fact, the weather looks quiet and warmer over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s before we see the next opportunity of showers and thunderstorms early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, in the wake of the low here in the northeast, tranquil weather will persist across areas of the central and southern plains, the Gulf Coast, and East Coast that have had well above average precipitation over the past week or more. Stream flows, however, remain very high across these regions, with major river flooding occurring along large portions of the Mississippi. One of the driest areas of the country over the past several weeks has been Northern California into the coastal Pacific Northwest. Some relief from the recent dry pattern across this portion of the nation is on tap this week as rain will begin to push in today, followed by another surge of moderate to heavy precipitation tonight and tomorrow. Ahead of the wet weather along the West Coast, well above average temperatures are expected to persist into Wednesday from the Great Basin Rockies into much of the plains. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in light snow, blowing snow and fog, 19 degrees with an east wind at 35 gusting to 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 37, 86% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.84 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Copper Basin, Idaho, Petersinks, Utah, and Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers, lower 50s, Boston, cloudy and breezy with showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 54 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature, 48, that's 9 degrees below normal. 57 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month now, 1.86 inches, that's 45 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 14.50 inches for the year, which is 1.92 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 17 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 124 for the month, that's 4 below normal, and 6,201 for the season, which is 320 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 93, set in 1900. And the record low, 30, in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m. 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. More showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, just the risk of a shower later in the day, lower 60s. Just a scattered shower Thursday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday in the upper 60s. Partly to mostly sunny over the weekend, both days in the lower 70s. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday and Tuesday of next week in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.